to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hallelujah! Aloha! We are so excited to be here at SCRC with two of my all-time favorite people, Dominic Olasso from Hawaii and Patricia Nevada from Hawaii, and welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
Of course, and you just got in on a red eye, so they're all excited, they're all built up, but Dominic is the chairperson of HCCRS, and what's that stand for?
It's the Hawaii Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services.
Hawaii Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services, and we were fortunate enough to, along with Father Bill Adams, be there to for your annual convention.
Yes.
And it was absolutely on fire. And so why is the Holy Spirit just alive and well all over the world, but in Hawaii in particular, Dominic? What's going on?
In Hawaii in particular? I don't know if it's in Hawaii in particular, but all I know is that he loves everybody.
Amen.
And
Amen.
I think as Hawaiians, that word aloha, we open ourselves up.
And, you know, there's that Hawaiian spirit of love. And, you know, it's so funny, Patricia, because every time I see you, I just see the Holy Spirit and I see love. She's giving me a funny face right now. But I see the Holy Spirit all over you. And tell me about your personal story. Tell me about when you came to the Lord. And
you can see, it's not very, it doesn't have fireworks or anything, but I was Catholic since I was born, and I was raised in the Philippines. And, you know, in the Philippines, a very big Catholic community, very filled with the Holy Spirit. The people just love Jesus, and my family loved Jesus, and I just grew up around Catholicism all my life.
So every time I see you, I see this big smile on your face. Would you say that? Smile on her face all the time?
Of course. All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
And God, right? Smile on her face. We're surrounded by all kinds of Hawaiians here. So, you know, wait a minute. What? Let me do it. I'm just trying to do it. Okay, there we go. There we go. That's what got Shaka. But tell us about your background and how you came to the Lord.
Well, I had drifted away from the Catholic Church, and I didn't come back to it until I was almost 30 years old. And the Lord just grabbed me through a series of events. You know, He saved my life in a car accident, saved me from a shark attack. And after that, I started paying attention to Him.
My brothers and sisters, we're on Empowered by the Spirit. We're here at Southern California Renewal Conference, and we're with two incredible people who are in charge of the Hawaii Charismatic Renewal. And Dominic Olasso is a very good friend of mine, and along with Patricia, I love them both dearly, and I'm so thankful they're in my life. Tell us about that shark story, because my brothers and sisters, there are many of you out there that are struggling with your faith, that you walked away from your faith like all of us have at some point in time, but you had something to get you back, and what happened?
Well, one day my friend and I, we decided to go spearfishing.
He's here. Patrick? No.
We decided to go spearfishing outside Honolulu Harbor, and when we jumped in the water, we noticed there wasn't that much fish around. We still managed to bag a couple of little fish, and as we were swimming offshore, I swam ahead of my friend about 30 yards, and I heard him yell the word shark, which normally you can't hear, because if you're looking down under the water covers your ear. You can't hear anything. But I clearly heard the word shark. I stuck my head out of the water, and I said, "What?" And he said, "Shark." And I was like, "Oh, no." That was during a time when the tiger sharks were active on the islands, and people were disappearing, and they were finding chewed up boogie boards. All the islands were having shark attacks. So I swam towards him. As I swam towards him, all I saw was right next to his body, and he's a little shorter than me, a tail as big as him, swished next to him, and then he was engulfed with bubbles. And then didn't see the shark at the time. I swam towards him, asked him, "What am I going to do?" And he says, "We're going to swim back to back, cover each other's back." And right after that, the shark appeared. And as I swam towards him, I was praying to God, the most powerful Catholic prayer possible. You know what that is?
What?
The most powerful Catholic prayer you could pray in times of stress.
Go ahead, tell us.
I looked up to heaven, and I said to the Lord, I couldn't even say help.
You couldn't even say Jesus?
I couldn't even say Jesus. I wasn't going to church back then.
Yeah, so yeah. It was like nowhere. You were screaming.
As a youngster, I had learned about God.
Mm-hmm.
So I cried out to this God that I was never close to. And in that instant, I felt peace. Peace that I couldn't describe. And the shark appeared. And the first thing I saw was the body of a shark. It was as big as a sofa, as a couch. I couldn't put my arms around it. And then, of course, you know, there was that giant tail. And finally, I saw the head. When I saw the head, I relaxed a little bit because it wasn't a tiger shark, but it was a giant hammerhead. And its eyeballs was the size of my fist. So this thing is just looking at me. It had eaten all our fish. And now it was circling around us because it had the appetizer, not one of the main course. So at first my heart was beating as if it was going to come out of my body. But then after I cried out help to the Lord, the peace came over me. And the next thing I knew, it was as if I was drunk underwater. And then I started acting like a little kid. And I started to stick out my hand and I was going to pet the shark because it was no longer a creature of fear, but a creature of beauty. And so I reached out to touch it. And then I heard God speak to me. And he said, "If you want your hand, pull it back in."
Praise the Lord, because we know that God is so good and loves us so much. Amen. And there's a practicality, right?
Keep going.
I'm over there underwater and I respond to the Lord. Okay, you know, I'm like a little kid under the water, and I'm watching it circle around me and under me, and all I could see was beauty. The fear had completely left my body. Every time it would swim on the ocean side of us, we'd try to swim towards the shore. My friends say, "Move now," and we swim, and then the shark would come between us and the shore, cut us off, and then once again we'd take off, we'd move a little bit closer, and that series continued until the shark finally swam off. And as I came out of the water, that feeling of being drunk and the feeling of peace was still there, but the drunkenness left me. And I looked up to heaven and said, "Okay, Lord, when I go to church, I'm going to be a good boy from now on." And so that's how he got me to really go back and pay
attention. How long ago was this?
That was back in 1996.
So you left the church. You had this revelation that happened, that God was there protecting you, but the Holy Spirit came upon you like a Pentecost, right? Yep. Because they were accused of being drunk too.
But I didn't even know what was happening at the time.
Right.
After I went back to church, they asked me to be a cantor because I play a little guitar. And so I said, okay. I reluctantly said, okay, I'm going to help in the church. And as I was practicing for one of the masses, the responsorial psalm, I was in my home office singing the psalm over and over again, and the wall opened up into my church, and I was like, what's going on? I'm wide awake and I'm seeing the church on my wall, and I'm seeing people in my church. They're standing up, they're raising their hands, they're smiling. People don't smile in church. Not on Sundays. And they really don't raise their hands. And I said, that's my church. I know those people, but they don't do that in church.
Wow.
So right after I had that daydream, I went to the church. I saw the music director. I explained to her what had happened, and she was charismatic. And she said, "You just had a vision." I'm like, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, and God kind of gives you a glimpse into the future." She grabbed my hand and took me over to the rectory, pounded on the priest's door. The priest came out. "Dominic had a vision." And he's like, "What was it?" And I explained it to him. He goes, "Are you charismatic?" And I go, "What's that?" And then he says, it's these people have a special devotion to the Holy Spirit. And I go, what's that? That's how weak my Catholic faith was. I didn't even know what a Holy Spirit was. And so he said, this is what you are to do. And that's when his voice changed. His voice changed, and it said, you are to attend a Life in the Spirit seminar.
Praise
and
the Lord.
I said, oh, in my head I'm thinking, Lord, I already give you 1 hour a day to learn the music. I give you Sundays. How long is this going to be? And he says, this is going to be an entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I went, oh, is there anything else I can do? And he says, well, we've got this other program called Renew. And I said, how long is that? He said, once a week, half an hour. He lied. I said, I'll take that one. But in the very first Renew class, they taught God's love. You know, Renew is very similar to Life in the Spirit. The first teaching was God's love. So that night when I went home, I sat in the same office, lights all off, and I called out to God. But I called out in an arrogant way. I just looked up to heaven. I said, God, they said that we can feel your love the same way a parent and a child can feel each other's love, the way you can feel love between a husband and a wife. I said, I want to feel that love. I want to know that love. I want... And my mouth stopped. It's as if my foot got stuck in my mouth. I'm gonna, and the next thing I know...
Go ahead.
Next thing I know, I felt love come down upon me.
Praise the Lord. We're going to hear more about that love that descended upon Dominic when we come right back. Hello, everyone. We're back again on Empowered by the Spirit. This is Deacon Steve Greco with two of my all-time favorite people, Dominic Olasso and Patricia Nevada, both from the Hawaiian Islands. Dominic has been sharing his story about how the Lord came to him, first in the shark attack, in which the Lord just totally took him over and he realized how much he was loved, and then through a vision that he had, and also about actually you were sleeping, or not sleeping, but tell us about how the Lord came upon you again in terms of filling you with love.
I just come back from a Renew meeting, and the first topic was God's love. And so at the meeting they said, you can feel God's love as real as between a parent and a child, between husband and wife. So I was there challenging God. I was calling out to him, I want to feel this. I want to know this now. I want to. And before I could complete my next sentence, my foot got stuck in my mouth. And the next thing I know is I felt this love cover my whole body. And if you're a Star Trek fan, in the dark room, a light came all around me. And I'm looking around, I'm thinking to myself, am I going crazy? But it was the feeling of love that caught me more. I had never, or I couldn't ever remember being loved that much. And that's when I realized God was real. I looked up to heaven and said, Lord, you're real. And it was as if I was carrying a conversation on with him, but you couldn't hear an audible voice. But we were carrying on a conversation. God, you're real. Why do you want me? I'm like one of the worst sinners. What? Why do you want me? And you do want me. Why? You want me on your team. And I started crying tears the size of marbles. They were coming out of my eyes. And I was thinking to myself, real men don't cry. We don't do that. And yet, I finally surrendered to the Lord. I finally relaxed into his arms and just felt the love and knew that God is real, that God is there.
My brothers and sisters were with Dominic Olasso, who is in charge of the Charismatic Renewal for the Hawaiian Islands, the director of Renewal, Patricia Nevada, and we're talking about how God can come to us and often does come to us to let us know how much we're loved. As we look at Scripture and get out your Bible, Romans 8:38, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor present things nor future things nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Some of you right now are feeling beaten down. Some of you are feeling alone. You have issues with family. You have issues with finances, issues with marriages, issues with health. you're not alone. God is with you. And Dominic, when you were feeling that love, you felt a lot of peace with it too, I imagine.
A lot of peace, but it was that love, that pure love. It was as if I was a little baby being held by my mother, that kind of love.
And it's so important, my brothers and sisters, because you are not alone. It is like that little baby that the Lord is just holding you, protecting you. We see in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And Patricia, you know, it's very important that we focus on the fact that we are not alone, that God is protecting us. And I know all of us have trials in our lives. And when you're going through a trial, what's your recommendation to people as to how they should turn to the Lord, how they should pray, and how they make a difference?
You can see by always surround. I don't always seek people, but they always somehow find themselves to me. And so I notice that Jesus sends the right people whenever you call out to him, and that he'll send those filled with the Holy Spirit to fill you up more if you're empty. And so I call out and Jesus fills me.
And you just call out and ask God to send you people. And what about the sacraments? How important are the sacraments?
I believe that the sacraments are very powerful in our lives as God gave them to us so that we can use them as tools to be closer and renew our faith and be in community. And that's our connection.
God is just filling us with his joy and filling us with his body and blood and filling us with his goodness. And, you know, so many people are just feeling all alone, and they move away from the church rather than towards the church. And it's so important, Dominic, that people understand that there is a church out there with open arms, and their charismatic renewal with open arms. That's why prayer meetings are so important and community is so important. Your thoughts on that?
Well, after I came back to church, there was a hunger for God. And, you know, going to regular Mass on Sunday, it wasn't enough to satisfy the need. I wanted to spend more time with God. I wanted to worship God. And, you know, to tell the truth, I love God so much. I knew he was real. I wanted to worship him in the correct way. And I was confused because now there's all these different Christian churches claiming, you know, they all love Jesus. So I went exploring. I went to this church and they had great worship. I went to this church, they had great preaching. And another church, you know, there was something else that was awesome about it. All different churches, non-Catholic. Well, anyway, I was confused. I went back to the Bible. I asked the Lord, "Lord, which one is the right church? I want to make sure I worship you in the right way." And he said, "Read the book of Acts." And at that time, I still wasn't getting into the Bible. I was just starting to get back into it. So I opened up the book of Acts. And after I read it, I was just flabbergasted. I discovered or rediscovered the Catholic Church. I had been in the right place all the time.
And what in the books of Acts can you recall that really led you to that?
The breaking of the bread.
Amen. Amen. And as we look at the books of Acts, my brothers and sisters, we see the beginning of the church and why it's so important that we come together as it relates to what the early church did. In fact, as a matter of fact, take a look at your Bibles and look at chapter 2, verse 42. They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the communal life, and to the breaking of the bread and to prayers. Awe came upon them, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They were all praising God, enjoying favor with all the people, and every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is a recipe for building up of church. It's a recipe.
Amen.
Recipe, sacraments, community, praise, everything the Charismatic Renewal is all about.
The teachings of the apostles.
And the teaching. So if you look at what a prayer meeting's about, it's about praise and worship. It's about teachings. Often there may be adoration, and certainly we always recommend going to Mass and association, maybe not during that meeting, but before the meeting or after the meeting. And it's so important that all those elements be together. And when they are together, then you're just filled with joy and filled with the Holy Spirit. And you're on fire.
Don't get me started.
I want to get you started now.
No.
Get going. Go ahead. I want to hear that fire. Filled with fire. And every time I'm around you guys, I feel the fire of the Lord. Tell us about the fire of the Lord.
You can see it's a really a personal Pentecost for every person. So you pray for that, and Jesus will fill you the way he needs to fill you, your
Amen.
Own personal Pentecost.
He loves us so much, right?
He loves you so much.
And you know, you've gone through trials, as everyone has gone through trials, and we all go through trials. And, you know, as your point, you're there for people who are going through trials. They come to you. And don't they call you auntie?
The young adults. We have a young adult group with us here in California. We brought them from Hawaii, and they call me Auntie Patricia.
They call you Auntie Patricia. Auntie Patricia is here, right here, right? Auntie Patricia, we're surrounded by
right
Hawaiians here. So that's why I feel good. Every time I'm around Hawaiians, I feel great. But, you know, it is about love. It is about love. And as we look at that formula, it is so important. And, Dominic, why should people be in a prayer group?
Okay. Number one, to experience God's love. Okay. Number two is to share and hear those faith stories. That Jesus, he's working now. He's not a Jesus that's in a book. He's not a Jesus that's of 2,000 years ago. He is right here and now, and he's working in all kinds of people's lives. So when you hear those faith stories, when you come to the prayer meeting and you feel the love coming down, and during the praise and worship, you just feel that change in the room when the presence of God falls down upon the people. And then when we go into prayer and we pray for each other's needs. And it's not just this, it's not just lip service. Once again, it's something that we experience the power of God. And the people know it. The people know it. On Wednesday night, we just had a healing service. This lady came in on a handy van. I don't know if you call them handy vans here. But she came in, and she was worshiping God, and it was her first time in the prayer group, and she's looking around like, this is strange. Catholic church, people doing this. But then she got into it. She started raising her hands, lifting her hands, and then it was a healing mass. The handy van came back 2 hours later after it began, and she had to leave. But as she was walking out of the door, Patricia witnessed something. So I'm going to ask Patricia to share what happened.
Deacon Steve, you know, she was limping when she came in, but when she was walking out after the sacrament anointing of the sick, she said that she was walking so much better.
Praise God.
And that she said, wow, I'm walking so much better. And she was limping, but she was limping faster, and her motions were really much better than when she first came in the church.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus is real. His love is real. His healing is real.
Amen.
John 14:12 says, you will do what I do and more because I go to the Father for you. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're going to learn more about how the Holy Spirit is alive and well all over the world and how the Holy Spirit is working in the Hawaiian Islands. We'll be right back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Empowered by the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Praise Jesus.
Oh, we love you, Jesus. We praise you. We're with Dom Nicolasso, who is chairperson for the Hawaii Charismatic Renewal, along with the director, Patricia Nevada. And we've been talking about the Acts of the Apostles, how the early church just exploded. They exploded with love. And this is exactly what is happening all over the world. I mean, you look at the Philippines. We were there ministering to 20,000 people. They waited in line for about 4 hours to be prayed over, right? They were exploding. You see this in Africa. You see this in South America. And you see it in the United States, but you don't see it as often as we'd like to see it. And that's because We need people to turn their hearts, life, their souls over to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot compromise. My brothers and sisters, you cannot compromise. And my two friends here have not compromised. They've given their heart, soul, their mind, their being to the Lord. And when you do that, you want to talk about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You want to read Scripture. Amen.
Amen.
You want to praise Him. Amen.
Amen.
You want to be together. And you also want to make a difference in the community. And one of the things, I have to tell you a little story. We were in the Hawaiian Islands, and if you are in Honolulu, go to St. Augustine Church, one of the churches. And the other church that you belong to is
Holy Trinity.
Holy Trinity, and they're both amazing. And there's a lot of great churches there. But my wife, Marianne, and I happened to see an advertisement about a prayer meeting in the bulletin. And so Marianne decided, well, I'm going to send an email to see where it is and what we can do. And sure enough, we went there, and my friend Dominic was there, and I think he was shocked that we showed up. And we were there praising the God together. It was so fabulous at Holy Trinity Church. But then he says, well, you know, Deacon Steve, I'm going to give you a challenge, because on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m., we feed the homeless in, what's it called specifically, by the aquarium.
We call it Waikiki Hungry Ministry.
Yeah, Waikiki Hungry Ministry, and the location by the aquarium.
Yes.
Right there on the beach. And there's, what, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,
100.
And a lot, 100, all kinds of people there. And so he challenged me, and I was on vacation, and lo and behold, I come walking up. And what were you thinking when you saw me?
Okay, well, you showed up on Wednesday night at the prayer meeting.
Right.
And so we met you, and I said, okay, this guy's got a good talk, but does he walk the talk? Does he walk the talk?
So amen.
Saturday morning, we start off, and he says he's going to be there. Deacon Steve says he's going to be there. Like, yeah, a lot of people say they're going to be there, you know, 6 a.m., right? And lo and behold, he shows up. He comes walking in, and those of you that know Deacon Steve, you know, he's always beaming with his big smile, and he comes walking in, and I'm like, praise the Lord, and oh my goodness, he's here. And so right away he gets on the line, but then he asked, would you mind if I prayed with these people? And I said, go right ahead. And then he started reaching out to the people and finding people that were in need, and he found people that needed prayer that morning. That was amazing. That was amazing.
I have to say, it's so, and you've been there, I know, it's
yes,
so amazing to love these people passionately with the love of Jesus.
Sincerely.
You're feeding them food, and I have to say that it's sharing, right? Mm-hmm. Technically, you're sharing the food.
Right. It's a potluck.
It's a potluck.
We don't feed the homeless.
You don't feed the homeless.
It's a
potluck
for the hungry.
By the law, local ordinance,
right,
and so forth,
right,
that you have to have a potluck. And this potluck is like better than any potluck I've ever been to in my entire life. There's all kinds of food. What's some of the dishes that are there?
All of the dishes, Deacon Steve, are homemade. So made with lots of aloha from their homes. And we are the best potluck.
Unbelievable.
It's not just breakfast. It's
like a full meal, like a dinner almost.
It's all the meals together combined, and we put it down in front of them.
And we never run out of food, ever.
And it's absolutely amazing. What's some of the names of the local Hawaiian food?
The local Hawaiian food, well, one of them that we make a lot is called Kalua Pig and Cabbage. And, yeah, the Kalua Pig, you know, you pay big money for that at a luau.
It's amazing.
And we prepare that, but you know, we also bring down the roast turkeys and the baked hams.
It's absolutely amazing. It is a feast.
It is.
And it's a feast for king's kids, and that's exactly what these people are. And so, as Dominic said, I asked permission to pray over them, because often, of course, every Saturday morning, they get fed, but not necessarily prayed over. And so I went around, and the amazing thing is I had asked their name, and my brothers and sisters, I was taught in formation for the diaconate, you stand on holy ground when you're around everybody, but especially around the poor, around the homeless, around those that are hurting. They're blessing you by their presence. And so as I was standing there, I felt so on fire and so much love and so much blessing. And I'd ask them, I'd say, what's your name? And they'd say, my name is John. My name is Monica. My name is Mary. My name is Stephen. They had all Christian names. And so I said, are you aware of the fact that we are going to pray with St. John, with St. Monica, with St. Stephen? And because they're there for you in the communion of saints, they're there, they're interceding for you and praying with you. And you have a blessed mother that loves you. And I would lay hands on them and pray over them, my brothers and sisters, and they would just be beaming. They'd be beaming because they were not just fed with physical food and so forth, but fed with the real food, Jesus,
Amen.
The living water, the living food. And they were just beaming with joy. I can't say enough of how impressed I am with what you're doing in Hawaii at the Charismatic Renewal in general, but what you do in terms of taking your love and put it into action. Because we know from St. James that if we say we love our brother and turn away, how much do we really love our brother? Why is it important to you to have the renewal, not just praise and worship, but also some social justice, social action in which we make a difference with the poor and those that are in need of our help?
Well, the scripture says, you can't be my disciple if you don't take up your cross and follow me. And, you know, Waikiki is just a small example of what we do down there. We bring Christ to them. We don't necessarily preach, but it's the actions that speak louder than the words. And the people know it. When I first went down there, there was no praying going on. And I asked the guy that started it, oh, do you mind if I say a prayer? And we started praying. And in the beginning, the people were like, oh, you know, here comes this church stuff. But it's changed. It has changed. Now when I say, bow your heads, close your eyes, we're going to bless the food, it gets silent. And if anybody's making noise, the other people in line say, hey, we're praying. And then, okay, most of these people are not Catholic, but they know how to do the Bless Us, O Lord prayer. So yes, we usually tag the spontaneous prayer with Bless Us, O Lord at the end. And so now that's coming out. And now what's coming out is they're making the sign of the cross. And yeah, when you see that happen down there, because we had some people like, well, you know, I'm Christian, we don't do that stuff. But now everybody's doing it.
Amen.
They're acknowledging the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My brothers and sisters, it is about loving passionately, loving God with all your heart, soul, might, and strength, loving your neighbor with all your heart, soul, might, and strength. And that's exactly what you do, Patricia.
Amen.
You just love and love and love and love.
Because he loved me first, that's
because
why.
He loves you first, amen.
Amen.
And he loves your family, he loves all of us so passionately. We'll take a look at Matthew 25. In Matthew 25 said, for I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty, you gave me drink, a stranger and you welcomed me, naked and you clothed me, ill and you cared for me, in prison and you visited me. And that's exactly what you're doing in Hawaii, is that first you have to have a metanoia, at least I believe. You have to get to know Christ, because that's the most important thing, is that spiritual rebirth, that spiritual change. But then when that happens, if you just sit back and do nothing, you're not living out your faith.
Amen. Amen. You've got to get into the streets. Pope Francis said, you got to smell like the sheep, right? And
you've got to smell like the sheep.
That's what it's about.
So I'm going to say that to my wife now when she says, you know, I'm smelling like the sheep, so don't criticize me. So, no, that's exactly right.
But, you know, one of the things that the blessings I enjoy seeing down there is the miracles. The miracles.
Tell us about that.
Well, one of them is like local people in Hawaii, we like to eat rice.
I noticed that, by the way.
And that was one of my jobs. I used to bring the rice pot down. But this was the pot that never ran out of rice. Every single person who wanted rice always got rice. And this was only 10 cups of rice. And the rain, how the Lord would stop the rain. The most recent one was there was a hurricane or tropical storm Darby that came through the islands. And we went down that Saturday morning, and it's raining. And the people, the volunteers come out with their umbrellas. And I say to them, put that away. Where's your faith? Where's your charismatic gift of faith?
Amen.
And they put their umbrellas down as I walked past them. But as I walked away from them, the umbrellas went back up again. So I turned around, and the homeless people in line, they're all laughing. They're saying, like, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Well, anyway, they start serving the food, and guess what? The rain stops. So the umbrellas are still up in the lines, and they're feeding the food, and the homeless people are walking by, and they're just smiling because the servers don't even realize the rain has stopped until one of the guys goes, hey, Dominic's right. Faith. And then he put his umbrella down. Well, anyway, all the umbrellas went down. We fed everybody. And after every single person was fed, we wiped down the tables, put things away. Guess what happened?
It rained.
It downpoured.
When we come back, we're going to be praying for protection of the Hawaiian Islands, especially the Big Island. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit. We're here with Dominic Olasso and Patricia Nevada, both leaders within the Charismatic Hawaiian Organization, Hawaiian Renewal. And we've been talking about, this is being recorded right here at Southern California Renewal Conference, SCRC. And the Hawaiian Islands are in the process of being hit by a hurricane as we're recording. And we're going to pray for that hurricane not to hit the Hawaiian Islands or not to damage it or minimize the damage for sure. And tell us again about this hurricane.
Well, this is the second of two hurricanes. Hurricane Madeline came by a couple of days ago. And it was amazing how the Lord took care of that one. We watched it completely disappear as it passed under the Big Island. But this second hurricane, Lester, it's poised to come very close to Oahu, and it's got that cone of uncertainty, so we're still going to get hit by tropical storm winds unless the hurricane veers south and then it'll actually hit the island itself. So I'm going to ask for prayers right now.
Well, we stand together, and where it says two or more gathered my name, ask anything and shall be granted unto you. So Heavenly Father, we stand together and we just bind this hurricane from harming the Hawaiian Islands, Oahu, or Big Island, whatever it might be, to minimize any damage. We ask for safety of the people, Lord God. We ask for your hand just to blow it out to sea, Lord God, and to protect the Hawaiian people. We pray in the faith that you've given us through the power of your love, the power of your Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit.
Thank you so much. Amen.
And it reminds me of one of my favorite stories that some of you may have heard, but it's worth repeating again. And this is another weather story. I love weather stories.
Which one is it?
I was in the beautiful island of Cebu. Have you been to Cebu?
Yes, I have. I love Cebu.
You love Cebu?
Yes.
It's fabulous. The people are so fabulous, right?
Yes.
And we were at the prison, the rehabilitation center. And that's where they filmed the movie or the music video Thriller. And all the prisoners there are trained to dance together. And so they're all dancing and performing. But we were hitting a typhoon, which essentially is a hurricane, right?
Right.
It was Category 5. And we got the tail end of that typhoon. Does it know how to rain in the Philippines?
Sheets of rain.
Sheets of rain.
Sheets of rain.
It's like turning the shower on, right? And that's what you're... And with the wind and everything. And I was asked to go in the yard where the prisoners were and to speak directly to them. And just right after the guy at one of the heads of the prison asked me, and we're walking down the stairs, we get hit with this typhoon. Sheets and sheets and sheets. And it's very similar to your story. And the story of the fact is that when you believe, when you have faith,
amen,
then, you know, that's when everything happens. And so I'm walking down there and I'm going, oh, no, I've traveled 8,000 miles to love these people with the love of Jesus, to minister to these people. And now it's raining so you couldn't even hear me or see me. And so I said, something's wrong here. I know that God has a different plan. When you have faith as big as a mustard seed, right, Dominic? And so I prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do here, but you're in charge, and I do know that you don't want this rain. So we're walking down, and the Lord said, tell him to wait 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Can you imagine the look on this guy's face? I said, can we wait 2 minutes? He looked at me like I was crazy. And so he goes, well, yeah. Well, we wait 2 minutes, and you know what happened. It was like a switch went off. And the thing about it, there wasn't a single drop of rain. Not even, you know how residual rain? There was nothing. No rain at 2 minutes. It stopped.
Praise the
Lord.
No
wind. It stopped.
God is
And
good.
I went out there and I said, I've traveled 8,000 miles to tell you that you are adopted children of God. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing will separate you from the love of Jesus, nor height, nor depth, nor rain, nor hurricane, nor typhoon, nor anything. My arms are waving right now. You can't see it. And I was totally on fire, and I asked them to give their life to Jesus Christ, and they did. And 800 people are raising their hands, praising God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. And this is
Glory
the type of thing that happens frequently, if not daily, when we give our hearts to Jesus and we believe. Tell us about that.
Well, it goes beyond giving your hearts to Jesus, but allowing the charismatic gifts to flow.
Amen.
Flow through you.
Amen.
It's one thing to say, I love you, Lord, and come before the Lord and worship the Lord. But you have to get out there, and you have to let the Holy Spirit work through you. And that's what brings the people in. When they see that, when they see the impossible happen, that's got to be God.
It's got
and,
to
and
be
that's
God.
That's what's so important about our renewal.
Miracles happen
Amen.
Every single day,
every
all
day.
Day long. It's a miracle we're together.
Amen.
It's a miracle that Patricia's on the radio. Are you excited to be on the radio?
I'm starstruck.
She's smiling. Auntie is smiling from ear to ear.
You know, one of the things we've done with HC Cirrus in the islands is we've increased the number of healing masses, or a mass with sacramental anointing of the sick in it. And one of the things that has really touched the people's lives is that, you know, anointing of the sick used to be something you'd have to make an appointment and go to see. So in the islands now, almost several times a month, a couple times a month, we're having these healing services happening. So we're reaching out to the Catholics that wouldn't normally come to a charismatic service. You know, a lot of people are still scared of that word charismatic. Try not to use that word, but when you say sacramental anointing of the sick, then they'll come into it. Of course, we have the charismatic worship going on, and the people don't realize that as the worship is happening, they're being touched by their lives. So that's one of the areas that we've increased in the Hawaiian Islands. The other area is we're making a strong push towards the young adults, and you know, the whole charismatic renewal started because of young adults.
Amen.
And I hear stories all across the nation. And last year I learned it when we first came here, how it started here in Southern California. Young adults, right?
Amen.
And so we're doing a lot of effort in exposing our young adults to the charismatic renewal. So that's why we made an effort to bring about 9 of them, right, Patricia? We brought 9 this year up so they can see this is what the Holy Spirit is. They can see that it's a big nationwide thing, and it's not just something isolated in Hawaii.
And my brothers and sisters, the Hawaiian Islands young adult movement has been fantastic. I was fortunate enough to help lead a retreat there, and they're on fire with the Lord. And so many of the young adults, they're yearning to know more about Jesus. They're yearning
to know more about the Holy Spirit. And when they learn about the gifts, they're not afraid to apply it.
Amen.
It doesn't just, it's not just a weekend thing and then they leave and it's like a feel-good weekend. They go out there and they're saying, we got to serve the Lord. And they'll be telling me, oh, Mr. D said this, Mr. D said that.
Amen.
And they're applying it. And that's why we don't mind bringing the young adults here to this conference, to this convention. Because
Amen.
We know they're going to take it back and they're going to further ignite into flame.
And they love to evangelize. They love to evangelize each other. They
Yes.
love to spread the word of God, and it makes it so amazing. My brothers and sisters, here on Empowered by the Spirit, we're so blessed to have people like Dominic and Patricia here spreading the word of God, being evangelists, whether you're in Hawaii or in any other state or any other part of the country or world. The Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit Amen. Is there calling us. Jesus calling us to make a difference, to be on fire with the Lord, to spread our love to those around us, to go out and reach the poor. I see the future is incredibly bright. What do you think, Dominic?
It's beyond bright. It's transformation white.
Amen.
Amen.
It's like a new Pentecost. And that's kind of the way I see you, as a new Pentecost, Patricia, because you are on fire with the Lord. And everywhere you go, you bring the love of Christ. Everywhere you go, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what we need to do, right?
Amen.
We need to spread the love of Jesus.
Yes,
just to love passionately. Amen. So my brothers and sisters, we stand together and pray. We stand together and pray for the Holy Spirit to descend upon you with tongues of fire. To be filled with your love, to be filled with your joy, to be filled with all the fruits of the Spirit. To surrender our hearts, souls, and mind to you. To reach out to those most in need. To reach out to the poor. To reach out to the hungry. To reach out to those that are sick and suffering. We thank you, Lord, for healing them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And many of you are being healed right now. I see hypertension being healed. I see some cancers being healed. I see depression that's being healed. I see marriages that are being restored. I see young men and women returning back to the church. We praise you and thank you, Lord God, for your many miracles. We say this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We love you and praise you, Lord God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys. Aloha, aloha,
aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo nui loa.
Aloha. Thank you so much for being here, and God bless you and your ministries.
God bless you.
We'll be back next week at the same time on Empowered by the Spirit. God bless you all.
Aloha.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.